Hey, let's start with the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. The first order of business this evening is the minutes from the January or February 10th meeting. Do I have any motion to accept the meetings or minutes as written?
Make the motion to accept the minutes.
Gary Bailey will second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed, carried. We have monthly revenue reports. These are kind of retroactive to previous months. They're all from planning. October is $450, November is $300, December is $7,250.75, and January is $2,475. Do I have a motion to accept the revenue reports?
Go, Luna.
I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed, carried. Next up is a request passed to us from the building inspector. This is a little bit of an off one in terms of a request for refunding of fees. The person signed up for four separate building permits at different times. He has concluded that if he had submitted one application instead of all four, he would have only had to pay the fee for a single one instead of for four different ones. And that if he could have coordinated all the inspections, then that would have saved him some money as well. The problem with that is that's number one, that's not what he did. So we incurred all the normal work that we would have for four separate permits. And further, if he was asking for four separate things, he would have had to have four separate building permits anyway. So this isn't one of the ones, our normal ones are kind of routine where somebody puts in a building permit and then they don't ever end up doing the work. This one has to do with the parameters of multiple ones rather than a single one. And I don't think his rationale is correct. So I'm recommending that we deny it.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Carried. Next is a request from the highway superintendent to adjust his request for equipment purchase up by a whopping $9.
Wait, excuse me, Supervisor.
Yes, ma'am.
When you recommended it, are you just making the motion and then Joe seconded it?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it turns out that the dump body and sander and so forth, instead of being $110,990, it was $110,999. It was a typo. So do I have a motion to upgrade the estimate by $9?
The dealer's not going to eat that?
$9 off?
Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to.
Richie made the motion. Ed seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Carried.
Richie spends a lot of money.
Yeah, no, $9. This is on you, Richie. The next one is is the annual request from Parks and Rec to send an RFP out for the concession stand contract. Do you have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for the RFP.
Second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Similarly, same kind of a thing for going out for RFP for Community Day.
Joe Luna, motion.
I'll second that.
Richie, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Obviously, all that's dependent on whether
we have
continue to get better as they are, and we can have all those events. If things change, then things change. The next is a request from Sparrow's Nest to use Freedom Park. They do this every year. It's a fundraiser, and they're asking us to waive the fee because they're a nonprofit and it's a fundraiser. We've approved this in the past.
Ed Jessup will make the motion to waive the fee for Sparrow's Nest.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Aye.
I didn't hear who seconded it because it was two people.
Everybody.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Carried. Next up is I have a request to appoint Chris Raffaele to our ZBA alternate position. I think we discussed this at our last meeting.
Yeah.
Liana moved, and so I believe approved our alternate being made permanent. And Chris, his resume is in your package. Yep. He's an architect by trade. I talked to him in my office a couple of weeks ago. I think he'd be an excellent candidate for this.
I'll make that motion, Joe Luna.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Okay. Next up is a request to reappoint Cindy Peraggio as a part-time deputy court clerk, effective retroactively to December. We removed her from the civil service list, I think around a year ago, when we had appointed three full-time clerks. The chaos that's going on with restarting the court right now is requiring kind of extra hands on deck to manage things. And they don't use her all the time, but I think it's a good idea to appoint her in this capacity. I will mention that Susan requested that we raise her rate of pay from the $22.66 that we were paying her to $23.11. The idea being it was a 3% raise like everybody else in the building got. The reality is we don't give those kinds of increases typically to part-time employees. We didn't give it to any of the other part-time employees. So I think it's appropriate to just keep her at what she was.
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion, Ed Jessup.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Carried. Next up, we have two different sets of budget transfers. The first one is what I can only assume is going to be the last set of transfers to close out the books for 2020. This happens every year where we're just kind of zeroing out accounts and moving things around to close the books in preparation for the report to the state comptroller's office. Do I have a motion to accept those?
Yes, if we'll make the motion for the budget transfer.
Do I have a second?
And amendments?
No, we're going to do those separately.
Okay.
Do I have a second for budget amendments? Richie seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? The next one are actually budget transfers. There's and some amendments. One of the transfer is to change or to move an amount out of recreation contractual into band concerts. I think that was just an error in how we put the budget together last fall. We put a certain number of dollars in a general line item when there's a specific one set aside for the concerts. The other two have to do with taking money out of appropriated fund balance to pay for the bicentennial celebration. You may recall that last meeting we authorized moving forward with that. This is appropriating the funds to do that. And the other one is just appropriating $4,900 to pay for the utility tractor for the Parks Department. We're borrowing from all the major equipment, but we don't borrow for $4,900. Do I have a motion?
Utility trailer.
Pardon me?
That's a utility trailer, should read.
I'm sorry?
It should read
utility trailer.
Oh, the trailer? Okay. Yeah, actually, when I said that, I don't remember a tractor. Right, it's the trailer. And again, we don't borrow for $4,900, so that's what's up with this. Do I have a motion to accept the transfers and amendments for this?
I'll motion that.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Last up is a bond resolution. And this is the authorization to borrow the money for the highway and parks equipment that we approved moving forward with and accepting the bids last meeting. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for the bond resolution.
Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
Second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Carried. Okay. Committee reports. Anything from the CAC?
No.
Highway?
No.
Business and economic development?
Yeah.
Recreation?
Nope.
Open space?
Yeah.
Are there any town board comments?
Anything? Yeah, what's happening with the salt shed?
Which one?
The supposedly one that's supposedly going up.
Okay.
The highway, nothing?
They're going to start work in March. His crew had COVID, and there was some other delays, right, Gary?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now everything's covered with snow and, you know.
The primary delay, Joe, was that when the trusses fell down in the windstorm,
We
didn't get the product back for some period of time, mm-hmm. and the contractor put his crew on some other jobs because they weren't going to sit around for 6 weeks waiting for the product to come back. And when the product came back, they had to finish that job before they came back. That was the primary delay. Oh. And as indicated, the weather is now kind of constrained us, but over the next week, I hope everything melts. And with any kind of luck, we're not going to get any more big snowstorms. So we should be able to start back up.
Let's try and remember next time we send out a bid to put a time on it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Anything from the town attorney? Do I have a motion to open for public comment?
So moved.
Hey, Al?
Yeah.
There was one more thing we wanted to talk about. Kathy Delano?
I'll do that with town board discussion.
Okay.
Do I have a second to open for public comment?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Are there any public comments or questions?
Jessup will make a motion to close the public comment session.
Is there a second? Gary, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Town board discussion. I got a request today, which is why this is not printed and in your package, from Robert Taft to appoint a new member to our Board of Assessment Review. The name is Kathy Delano. She lives at 3036 Titusville Road, and she's a branch manager at the Ulster Savings Bank on Burnett Avenue. I have a brief bio here, but the bottom line is that she's got a accounting degree and a bachelor's degree in business management, experience working in banking, and Robert thinks she'd be an excellent candidate. Do I have a motion to appoint her as a five-year term on the Board of Assessment Review?
And make the motion to appoint Kathy.
And Gary made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Anything else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Ed Jessup.
Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Okay.